Hey, good morning, family. It's time once again for the Morning Inspirational Vitamin. I am here. This is Doc Wilson. I'm waiting on you. Who's going to be number one today? Who's going to be number one on this awesome Wednesday? I am waiting on you. Welcome to all those who are on the phone line and all those who are going to meet us here on Facebook Live. Sister Vera, you are number one. You are number one. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. I'm waiting on my Facebook family. Tiff MacGill, good morning. Hey, Sister Fanny, good morning, cousin. Good morning, good morning. It's 7 a.m. Y'all should be up. Latoya, just good morning to you. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, everybody on the phone line. I'm excited this morning. Hey, Sister Simpson, good morning. Good morning. What an awesome day. Brenda, I love you. Praying for you all. Good morning. Where's my first brother, Katrina Overstreet? Katrina Overstreet, good morning to you. Chandra Johnson, good morning. Good morning. Alicia Johnson, I got two Johnsons in a row. Good morning. Brother Skipper, good morning to you. Hey, Sister Lisa. Hey, Angie. Good morning to you. Well, family, I am excited. Thank God for another day, another opportunity to give God praise and glory for all that God has done, all that God is doing. I recognize that today we are here not because of any goodness of our own. Hey, Mayona. Hey, Sister Levita, all the way from New York. Good morning to you. We're not here for any goodness of our own. It's just God's grace and mercy toward us. If you get the obituaries today, you'll see somebody who was better looking, had more money, had better education, and they're gone. But God gave us another opportunity to bless his name, and for that, I am grateful. So let's start this day, as we always do, by giving God the best praise we can from wherever we are. Father, I thank you, and I lift you high in all the earth. God, we thank you for this gift called Wednesday, one we've never seen before and one we'll never see again. Father, we thank you for another opportunity to show the world just how good you are, how merciful you are, how wonderful you are. So, God, I thank you for my morning inspirational vitamin family that joins together, God, just to hear your voice through me. So, God, I pray that you would use us, God, like a tool to share your word, to encourage, to inspire, God, to empower everyone who is on this call, even those who are watching by repost, God. I pray that they would understand that even though they were not on the live call, they were still a part of your plan for them to hear this word and to be blessed by it. So, God, I pray for all those who are here. God, if there be any sick, would you heal? If there be any who are depressed, God, would you give them peace? God, you do all things well. And for this, we bless you. We thank you once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, I am excited. Just a couple of updates. Listen, family, if you were not in our service on last night, my goodness, I don't know where you were. Pastor Darrell Arner from Knoxville, Tennessee, Overcoming Believers Church, blessed us tremendously. Hey, Sharon Lambert, he blessed us tremendously on last night, and you needed to be there. Big Brother Bart, good morning, man. Love you, brother. He blessed us tremendously. And we are here again tonight, Wednesday night, for the second night of the First Fruits Revival, and you need to be here. 7 p.m. at the Center of Hope. Center of Hope, I love y'all. Y'all are the greatest thing since sliced bread. That's all I can tell y'all. Y'all are the best church in the world, hands down, and I love you so much. So, Center of Hope, y'all come on out. Bring a friend tonight. It's going to be absolutely incredible. It's our First Fruits Revival, and God is going to bless us tremendously. Let's go to the Word of the Lord. Exodus 19, verse 4. Exodus 19, verse 4. Our theme for this year is We Fly. We believe that this is the year where we're going to soar. We will not be bound to this earth by gravity. We will not be bound by the usual circumstances of our life. This year, we're going to soar on another level. God's going to elevate us. God's going to take us higher. But you know what? You can't be afraid of heights and expect to go any higher than where you are. God can only take you as high as your ability to handle the height that God takes you. Exodus chapter 19, verse 4. There's a verse here that says, "You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you out. I want to talk to you today about God bringing us out. No one said that we wouldn't get in to trouble and drama. I don't know who's preaching you a flawed theology that says that believers won't go through their share of drama. Listen, our loved ones will die. We will get sick. The money will be tight. Family will have troubles. Jobs will go and come, ups and downs, ins and outs. Who told you that we wouldn't go through our share of struggles? That is the truth. We will have the struggles. And as a matter of fact, because you are anointed and because God's hand is upon your life, sometimes it seems as though we have more struggles than others. We have to be careful and mindful that the same person that can praise God when we get the miracle is the same person that can praise God in the midst of the storm. You got to be the worshiper like I was a child. There were times in New York when it was raining so that I didn't want to come in, and I would stay outside skipping and in puddles and throwing rocks into the puddles. And mother would come to the door and say, "Boy, you don't have enough sense to come in out of the rain. You're playing in the rain. You've got to learn how to worship God in the rain, in the storms, ups and downs. Your worship does not change according to the weather and the atmosphere around you. You should be the one that can praise God up and down." So here this text says, "You saw what I did to the Egyptians." That's what I want to talk about to you today. The Egyptians were those who were pursuing believers coming out of Egypt. Egyptians were those who got frustrated that God delivered them and chased them all the way to the Red Sea. What God wants us to talk about today is let God watch your back. Many of us are spending too many times worrying about our enemies and our adversaries. Nobody told you that being saved was going to be easy. Walking for God was going to be easy. At this stage in your life, you can no longer give your enemies as much energy as you give your God. It's time out for that, y'all. I said it in my church, and I'm going to say it here as well on the Morning Inspirational Vitamin. Y'all, stop writing messages to your enemies on Facebook. "I need you to stop looking at me and bothering my children, or it's going to be some." You got better things to do than that. People don't talk about nobodies. They talk about somebodies. This is the year where you need to do exactly what the Bible says. The Bible says, love your enemies. You got to put your enemies in a place where they can't hurt you no more. That's why we got to fly like eagles. Let me give you this before we get out of here. When eagles take off, they begin to look for an altitude that is higher than the storm. You got to get that part. We've got to go higher than the storm. When I fly, I like to fly Delta. That's just the planes that I like to fly. I love getting the window seat because I like to look out and I watch the brothers and sisters putting the luggage into the cart. I like to see them bringing the meals. I'm minding their business. I'm looking out there, seeing what they're doing and all of this stuff. But when we begin to take off, I'm still looking at the ground. But when we take off, I'm trying to look at the ground and see if I can still see the people. And when we go higher, I'm still looking and being nosy, looking, seeing at the houses and the cars on the interstate. And the higher we go, I lose sight of the people on the ground, the houses. I lose sight of everything on the ground. Why? Because I'm higher up. If people still get on your nerves, that's because you're too low. You've got to get to another level. Eagles fly above the storm, and when you are above the storm, you can't see or hear what everybody's talking about because you are on another level. We fly. We're not walking with the chickens. We're not clucking with the buzzards. We are going to another level. And it says here, "Did you see what I did to the Egyptians? How I bear you on eagle's wings." We fly. What is this saying here? It's saying that the mother eagle, though the babies are learning how to fly, is still not far behind. What she does, she flies underneath them that just in case they get tired, they can rest on her wings. Lord, I almost jumped up and shouted in here. Hear that again. That that when they get tired, they can rest on her wings. You need to understand that no matter where you are and what you're doing, God is right there. And in the midst of your storms, when you get weary, worn, bruised, and feeling sad, you can rest on the wings of God. You don't have to worry about the storm because you know God is on your side. You don't have to be afraid of the rain, the thunder, and the lightning because God is on your side. Let me read this verse and get out of your way because I'm getting excited here. Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. The final part of this verse here is saying, and you need to remember how I bought you out. I've got to go, y'all. You need to think about the last thing that you thought was going to be the thing that destroyed you, that took everything, and God bought you out. You need to remember the last thing that you thought was going to be the killer blow. You was going to lose the house, the car, your peace, your joy, your family, and you're still here. God is saying, like an eagle, you need to remember the last storm that I bought you out. Before you start complaining about this new storm, look back over 2016 and see all the storms that God bought you out of. Therefore, you can go into this storm with power, authority, and confidence that the same God that did it before is the same God that can do it again. He will bear you up on eagle's wings. Let's get to another level this year where the details of life we can't even see. We're looking at where we're going better than where we have been. We've got to rise to another level. Why? Because we fly. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. You are awesome and mighty, and you do all things well. God, I thank you that today, God, we're going to another level. We're going to a place where the little minuscule drama can't hurt us anymore. We don't care who's talking about us or who don't like us. We've got to get to another level. Our miracles are not down here with the chickens who are scratching in the dirt. Our miracles are on another level. So God, this year, take us higher where we're not listening to minuscule chatter of people who have nothing better to do. God, we're going to a level where we can hear from you. So Father, I pray for all of those who are making their decision today that we go up, up, up into a new realm, knowing that you're right there. Like that eagle, God, you will hold us up in the midst of the storm and the rain, heartache and pain. God, you are always there. So I bless you. God, I'm praying for those persons who are on this call, who are having the struggles of life. God, I pray that even though they can't, they feel like they can't fly, Father, if they just stretch their wings and wait on the breeze, you'll take them to another level. Father, do this, and I'll be so grateful to give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Remember, family, we're going to another level this year. We fly. Yesterday was phenomenal. I think almost 1,000 views, somewhere around 882. That's why as soon as I say goodbye, you've got to click on that post and say repost and put it on your page so we can get this word out around the world. Center of Hope, I'll see you tonight at Word Lovers First Fruits Revival at 7 o'clock with Pastor Darrell Arnold. I love y'all, and I'm praying for you while you're praying for me. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing that you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory. Shout it again, glory and amen. I love you much. We fly, y'all, to another level. Two fingers. Peace.